Let's read together Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verses 1 through 7. Now, in this first half of Ecclesiastes 12, the limitations of old age are pictured poetically as a gathering storm, an aging house, and a failing apparatus. Let's begin by reading the first verse of this chapter. Remember now your Creator in the days of your youth, before the difficult days come and the years draw near when you say, I have no pleasure in them. Let's consider a few background notes for this first half of Ecclesiastes chapter 12. We saw at the end of Ecclesiastes chapter 11 that Solomon once again concluded that even though we don't know all the details about the future, including fortune or misfortune, and even though we know that life is short and will involve problems and trials, we can still lead a joyous life. In fact, God intended this to be the norm for the life He has given us. The norm is not to go through life feeling miserable and discouraged and anxious. No, God intended joyous living. But, and this is a big but, it goes without saying that our joyous living is as believers, with the Lord as number one in our lives. And we further recognize that our decisions and choices made in this life will be reviewed and judged as to good or bad by the Lord Himself. Look again at the end of verse 9 of chapter 11. But know that for all these, God will bring you into judgment. Now here at the beginning of chapter 12, another part of the big but is in view. In our joyous living, we should remember our Creator in the days of our youth. Remember here does not just mean call to mind some facts about God. No, remember to obey Him and serve Him. Question: why specifically should we remember our Creator in the days of our youth? Let's list two reasons. Number one, it is a safeguard against practicing joyous living to the wrong extreme. The advice in chapter 11 to take advantage of your early years and to enjoy pleasant activities before you get too old does not condone indulgence. And number two, life is short, as already mentioned. If you don't remember your Creator in your youth, will you ever remember your Creator? Before you know it, you'll be old, and you will not be able to use your life for the Lord. So to emphasize the limitations of old age, Solomon, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, employed three vivid figures or pictures to describe the coming of old age, and that brings us to our doctrinal points or teaching points for this first half of Ecclesiastes chapter 12. So doctrinal point number one, remember your Creator before the storm gathers. Remember your Creator before the storm gathers. Verse 2, remember your Creator while the sun and the light, the moon and the stars are not darkened, and the clouds do not return after the rain. We saw in chapter 11, verses 7 and 8, that life was likened to light and death was likened to darkness. Now here in chapter 12, verse 2, that same contrast between light and darkness is used for life and death. Old age is pictured as a gathering storm. In fact, it seems that the idea here is that approaching death is like a series of recurring rainstorms. At first, you are able to bounce back from any ailment, and the sun comes out again after the rain. But as you get older, the clouds return with increasing frequency. The sun and moon and stars are hidden as the storm gathers. There is no bouncing back. Your abilities and strength and opportunities to serve the Lord are limited. So while the sun is still shining and you are still physically able, use the opportunities the Lord gives you to serve Him. Remember your Creator before the storm comes. Doctrinal point number two, remember your Creator before the mill shuts down. Remember your Creator before the mill shuts down. Verses 3 and 4. In the day when the keepers of the house tremble and the strong men bow down, when the grinders cease because they are few and those that look through the windows grow dim, when the doors are shut in the streets and the sound of grinding is low, when one rises up at the sound of a bird, and all the daughters of music are brought low. In these verses, old age is viewed in general as an old house, but specifically, it seems that it is viewed as a public mill house because of the mention of grinding ones, verse 3, and grinding mill, verse 4. But it is a mill house that is no longer active and vibrant as it once was. It no longer serves the people by grinding their grain. Why is the mill shutting down? Because those who run the operation are getting so old that they tremble, and those strong guys who lifted and carried the grain are bent over, and the strong grinders are few and standing around idle. Now, it doesn't take much insight to see that the various features of this metaphor of a once active mill shutting down represent the aging parts of our bodies. Our arms and legs grow weak and tremble. Our teeth no longer chew our food properly, and we're missing many teeth. Remember, this was before the day of false teeth. The windows or eyes are dimmed. The doors to the street are closed, probably a reference to the closed mouth when the front teeth are gone. The rest of verse 4 probably has to do with the loss of hearing, as well as insomnia in old age. Remember your Creator before the mill shuts down. And doctrinal point number 3, remember your Creator before the equipment fails. Remember your Creator before the equipment fails. Verses 5 and 6. Also, they are afraid of height and of terrors in the way. When the almond tree blossoms, the grasshopper is a burden and desire fails. For man goes to his eternal home, and the mourners go about the streets. Remember your Creator before the silver cord is loosed or broken, or the golden bowl is broken, or the pitcher shattered at the fountain, or the wheel broken at the well. Now, the wording of our doctrinal point comes mainly from verse 6, where a hanging ancient golden bowl lamp fails because the silver cord that held it breaks. The other piece of equipment in verse 6 that fails is not only a shattered vessel for holding well water, but the whole apparatus for drawing the water out of the well. Now, we've included verse 5 under this doctrinal point because as we age, our own natural equipment for living life begins to fail. We no longer climb trees to cut branches or climb ladders to clean leaves out of our gutters because we are afraid of heights. The hair we have left turns white like almond blossoms. We inch along like grasshoppers. And the caperberry, which was a sexual stimulant, is no longer effective. Human equipment fails as the body moves towards its home in the grave and the funeral march approaches. Verse 5. Now, these are not pleasant thoughts, to be sure, but they are very true. Therefore, remember your Creator before the equipment fails. And that brings us to our practical application for this first portion of Ecclesiastes chapter 12. Practical application number 1. Remember your Creator in the days of your youth by memorizing Scripture. Remember your Creator in the days of your youth by memorizing Scripture. In verse 1, we are commanded to remember our Creator in the days of our youth. Now, one way to obey this command is to memorize Scripture. If you have some kind of Scripture memorization program, it forces you, in a good way, to remember your Creator. It is especially important to memorize Scripture when you are young, for a number of reasons. Number 1, in general, when you are young, you have a greater ability and capacity to memorize Scripture. When you get older, it's harder to memorize. Would you agree? Most of the Scriptures I know by heart now, I memorized when I was young. Number 2, another reason to memorize Scripture when you are young is so that the Holy Spirit can bring appropriate Scriptures to your mind at appropriate times. The Lord Jesus said to his disciples, "The Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you." Now, in the context, this promise was made specifically to the disciples who were about to receive the Holy Spirit. But it certainly can be applied to all Christians today because we are indwelt by the Holy Spirit. However, the Holy Spirit cannot bring scriptures to our minds that are not there in our minds. One way to get scripture into our minds so that the Holy Spirit can use it in our lives is to memorize scripture. And number three, a third reason why it is good to memorize scripture when you are young is so that you sin less and walk more in the will of the Lord. David said in Psalm 37, verse 31, about the righteous person, "The law of his God is in his heart. None of his steps shall slip or slide." Psalm 37, verse 31. And in Psalm 40, verse 8, David said, "I delight to do your will, O my God, and your law is within my heart." Psalm 40, verse 8. And of course, we have that well-known verse in Psalm 119, verse 11, "Thy word I have hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee." Psalm 119, verse 11. Timothy must have memorized scripture in his youth, because we read in 2 Timothy 3:15 that the Apostle Paul said to Timothy, "From childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus." 2 Timothy 3:15. And in Luke chapter 2, verse 52, we read that the Lord Jesus, as a boy, increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and men. Luke chapter 2, verse 52. This certainly must have included the memorization of large portions of Scripture, which was typical of godly young men in that day. How can we do less? Parents and grandparents, encourage your children and your grandchildren to memorize Scripture. Even reward them for doing so. Remember your Creator in the days of your youth by memorizing Scripture. Practical application number two. Stay young for your Creator. Stay young for your Creator. Verse 7. Then the dust will return to the earth as it was, and the spirit will return to God who gave it. When we die, our bodies return to dust. Our spirits, on the other hand, return to God for judgment. We know from the rest of Scripture that unbelievers will be judged on the basis of their works and will be in hell forever. See Revelation chapter 20 in this connection. We know that believers will be with the Lord forever in heaven and will be rewarded on the basis of our service and faithfulness to the Lord. No wonder we are to remember our Creator in the days of our youth and not wait until we get too old to be active for the Lord. You know, I can't think of a worse scenario for a Christian than to realize in old age that it's too late to use your strength and energies for the Lord because they are gone. So it stands to reason that we should stay young for the Lord. Don't become a couch potato. Don't let your body go to waste. And maybe we should spell that W-A-I-S-T. Stay active and fit, not for self-glory, but for the Lord's use. Stay young for your Creator.